请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一些主的话。
Let's begin by reading God's word.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开提摩太后书第二章。
We'll turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
我们从第三节读到第七节。
We'll read from verse 3 to verse 7.
你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。凡在军中当兵的，不将事物缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。人若在场上比武，非按规矩，就不能得冠冕。劳力的农夫理当先得粮食。我所说的话，你要思想，因为凡事主必给你聪明。
Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier in active service entangles himself in the affairs of everyday life, so that he may please the one who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not win the prize unless he competes according to the rules. The hard-working farmer ought to be the first to receive his share of the crops.Consider what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything.
马太福音第十三章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13.
马太十三章，我们从十八节读到二十三节。
We'll read from verse 18 to 23.
所以你们当听这撒种的比喻。凡听见天国道理不明白的，那恶者就来把所撒在他心里的夺了去，这就是撒在路旁的了。撒在石头地上的，就是人听了道，当下欢喜领受，只因心里没有根，不过是暂时的。即使为这道遭了患难，或是受了逼迫，就立刻就跌倒了。撒在荆棘里的就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能结实。撒在好地上的就是人听到明白了，后来结实，有一百倍的，有六十倍的，有三十倍的。
Matthew 13:18. Hear then the parable of the sower.When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is the one on whom seed was sown beside the road. And the one on whom seed was sown on the rocky places, this is the man who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no firm root in himself, but is only temporary.And when affliction or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he falls away. And the one on whom seed was sown among the thorns, this is the man who hears the word, and the worry of the world, the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And the one on whom seed was sown on the good soil, this is the man who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and brings forth.Some a hundredfold, some 60, and some 30.
马可福音第四章
The Gospel of Mark, chapter 4,
26节到29节 26,
verse 26 to 29.
又说神的国如同人把种撒在地上，黑夜睡觉，白日起来，这种就发芽见长，那人却不晓得如何这样。地生五谷是出于自然的，先发苗后长穗，再后穗上结成饱满的籽粒。谷既熟了，就用镰刀去割，因为收成的时候到了。
Mark 4:26, and he was saying, the kingdom of God is like a man who casts seed upon the soil, and goes to bed at night and gets up by day, and the seed sprouts up and grows.How? He himself does not know. The soil produces crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, and then the mature grain in the head. But when the crop permits, he immediately puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come.
旧约箴言第十二章
Proverbs chapter 12,
第十一节
verse 11.
箴言十二章第十一节
Proverbs 12:11
耕种自己田地的必得饱食，追随虚浮的却是无知。
He who tills his land will have plenty of bread, but he who pursues vain things lacks sense.
第四章
Chapter 4
第二十三节
Verse 23.
你要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Proverbs 4:23. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life.
我们最后看诗篇第六十五篇。
And lastly, we'll look at Psalm.Number 65.
诗篇六十五篇
Psalm 65.
第九节和第十节
And we'll read verses 9 and 10.
你眷顾地，降下透雨，使地大得肥美，神的河满了水。你这样浇灌了地，好为人预备五谷。你浇透他的犁基，润平浇地的犁沟，润平犁基，降甘霖，使地软和，其中发长的蒙你赐福。
Thou dost visit the earth and cause it to overflow. Thou dost greatly enrich it. The stream of God is full of water. Thou dost prepare their grain, for thus thou dost prepare the earth. Thou dost water its furrows abundantly. Thou dost settle its ridges.Thou dost soften it with showers. Thou dost bless its growth.
我想前两天来参加过聚会的弟兄姊妹都已经知道。
I think those of you who were here the last two days know.
我们这一次呢是根据提摩太后书第二章
that we've been fellowshipping on 2 Timothy chapter 2.
保罗在提摩太后书第二章用了三个简单的比喻讲到他一生在主面前的经历。
And Paul, using three simple analogies, speaks of his life's experience.
保罗用这个劝勉他年轻的同工提摩太。
And using these, Paul encourages his young colleague Timothy.
那么事实上我们知道这个不仅是鼓舞提摩太的，也是写给所有圣徒个人。
And we know that these words are not written just for Timothy, but for all the believers.
这些经历都关乎到我们个人在主面前的蒙恩。
And these all have to do with our own personal salvation.
也关乎到主教会的见证。
It has to do with the testimony of the church.
我们讲过教会的见证呢，是要从我们每个弟兄姊妹个人身上开始。
And the testimony of the church begins with the experiences of the individual.
保罗在殉道以前
before Paul was martyred,
他写了提摩太后书给提摩太。
He wrote this epistle to Timothy.
我们知道这些话都是非常的重要的。
And so we know that these words are very important.
因为保罗快要离世。
Because Paul knew he was about to leave the
world. 他希望年轻的同工提摩太能够继续在这条道路上往前。
And he hoped that his young colleague Timothy would continue down the right path.
让主的见证在教会中仍旧能够被维系住。
That the testimony of the Lord in the church could be preserved.
那么保罗必须提摩太必须注意他个人在主面前的一个重要的学习。
So Timothy had to pay close attention to his own training before the Lord.
保罗知道他的一生来到了尽头。
Paul knew that his life was towards the end.
他过去在这些经历里面曾经丰丰富富地经历主的自己。
He has experienced the Lord fully in his own life.
他也知道这些经历对于圣徒是多么的重要。
And he knows how important these experiences are to all believers.
他知道如果我们在这些最基要的真理上 我们不能有一个扎根的学习。
And he knew that if we did not have such a deep-rooted experience,
这不仅是我们个人的一个损失,
then this is something that is an individual loss.
对于教会的见证也是一个重要的影响。
But this will negatively impact the testimony of the church.
所以保罗用的比喻非常的简单。
And so Paul's examples are very simple.
但是这些简单的比喻背后 却包含着很多重要又完整的一些经历在里面。
But behind these simple analogies, there is a very deep and complete spiritual experience.
所以因此保罗对他说, 这些事你要思想。
And so he says, consider what I say.
你如果能把它想透了,
if you contemplate these things thoroughly,
你就真正得到智慧,
then you will gain wisdom.
所以我们每一个基督徒我们都应当重视这些事情。
And so all believers have to pay close attention to these things.
这些关乎到你我今天在主面前蒙恩的事。
These have to do with our individual salvation.
也关系到今天我们在这里一同聚会为主所做的见证。
And they also impact our gathering together as a testimony.
感谢我们的神。
We praise our God.
他在头一个世纪得着保罗这么好的一个圣徒。
He has gained such a good believer in Paul.
神一切丰盛的恩典在保罗身上都成为具体的经历。
All these experiences found in Paul are for the edification of the body.
那我们看见 弟兄姊妹们, 他从他自己的经历的里面, 那么来鼓舞提摩太。
So from his own personal experience, he encourages Timothy.
我们讲过, 提摩太那个时候呢, 在以弗所的教会里面是长老。
We mentioned previously that at the time, Timothy was an elder in the church at Ephesus.
那么他已经是40几岁的人。And
yet he was already in his 40s.
那么按理讲,提摩太的光景已经是很老练。
He should have been a very experienced Christian.
但是保罗却用这么简单的一些比喻来鼓舞他。
And yet Paul uses such simple analogies to encourage Timothy.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
这些事物对提摩太来讲应该不是简单的事。
So they might not necessarily be simple things to Timothy. So we ought not to look upon these as simple matters. We ought to very thoroughly contemplate these matters. Because we know that the return of our Lord is near.
这是保罗在见主之前他最后所留下来的话。
These are the words that Paul has left behind, his final words before he went to the Lord.
实在是要预备为着迎见神的。
He was prepared to meet his God.
所以这些话对今天我们要预备迎见主再来的人来讲是重要的提醒。
So these are important reminders for us who seek to see our God.
所以求主怜悯我们。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们真是能从保罗的身上，我们也能学到当学的功课。
From Paul's life, may we learn the lessons we need to learn.
好叫我们能有好的光景。
So that we might have a good spiritual condition.
如同保罗一样。
Just like Paul.
还没有见主。
That before he meets our Lord, he has this extreme confidence that he will gain that crown of righteousness.
所以我们这一次呢，借三次的聚会，把三个重点呢和弟兄姊妹们，那么做了一个扼要的一个交通。
So we have fellowshipped upon these three matters.
为了有一些弟兄姊妹前两天没有来参加
，for the brothers and sisters who might have missed the last two messages.
所以呢，容许我把前面两个点呢做简单的一个重复。
Allow me to review the previous two messages.
我们讲到这里，一共三，保罗用了三种人的情况来解释。
Paul introduces three characters here.
第一个，做耶稣基督的精兵。
First, the good soldier of Christ Jesus.
我们讲过，如果你仔细的读这段话的时候
，we are reminded that if you carefully read this passage of Scripture,
保罗在这里所重在的不是那一个精兵如何来打仗。
Paul doesn't focus on how this soldier fights on the battlefield.
如何上战场去冲锋陷阵。
He doesn't speak of the warfare of the soldier.
保罗讲到做精兵的时候，
when he speaks of the soldier,
他的重点放在我们不要被缠绕住。
In verse 4, it speaks of how the soldier is not to be entangled.
我想今天我们基督徒的属灵的生活，我们要追求一种的自由，追求跟随主能跟随得很轻省是非常重要。
For us to simply and freely follow the Lord, this is important.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你今天跟随主，你是不是感觉有很多东西在缠绕着你？
As you're walking with the Lord, do you feel like many things are entangling you?
你是不是觉得今天跟随主啊，很沉重？
Do you feel like there's a heavy burden when we follow the Lord?
那么今天早晨你来聚会，你觉得很沉重吗？
Do you feel a sense of weight this morning?
还是你来的时候心中是充满了喜乐欢喜？
Or are you filled with joy this morning?
我有时候常常主日啊，还没有去聚会，我在家里面就自己有点亲近主的时候。
Sometimes on Sunday morning before I come to the meeting, I meditate with the Lord.
我还没去聚会啊，我里面已经得释放，非常的喜乐。
Even before I set foot in the meeting place, I'm set free and I'm filled with joy.
我是巴不得那个聚会快快来到。
And I can't wait for the meeting to start.
所以我去聚会的时候，我灵里已经是得释放，已经非常的快乐。
So even before I go to the meeting, in my spirit, I'm already set free.
你想到可以跟弟兄姊妹今天早晨一同聚在主的面前，真是快乐无比。
And when I think of how I can meet with my brothers and sisters in the Lord, I'm filled with joy.
但是我发现很多基督徒并不是这样。
But I feel like many Christians are not this way.
所以有时候看见弟兄姊妹来聚会啊，那个脸很沉重。
So I sense a weight upon the shoulders of many of the believers.
好像心不甘情不愿啊。
It seems like they're unwilling to be there.
到了主日嘛，不聚会也不好。
And they think, well, it's not good to not go to the meeting.
但是聚会呢，也不甘愿。
But they don't really want to be there either.
所以脚步很沉重。
And so their footsteps are weary.
所以你知道很多基督徒常常都是算分算秒的。
So many Christians sit in the meeting and are counting the seconds as they go by.
好像早一秒钟到了会所了，就吃亏了。
Then they feel like it's not good to get there even a second early.
没有这种的释放。
There's that lack of a freedom.
快乐。
No joy.
到了聚会里，有时候祷告好像祷告不出来。
And it's even hard to pray.
弟兄姊妹，这说明什么呢？
So what does this tell us?
这说明我们被缠住了，你知道吗？
It tells us that we have been entangled.
你的心思意念，你的整个灵，你都不得自由。
Our thoughts, our spirit are not free.
我有很多年前我到德州去。
A few years ago, I was in Texas.
那么你那里有一大片的树林。
And there was a great forest.
但是有一个很奇怪的现象,
but there was something really interesting.
你看见那些树站在那里,上面有些叶子, 其实有人告诉我说,
it's interesting because the trees all have leaves, but someone told me that all these trees are dead. Why are these trees dead?
那个树呢,上面你看的时候,它有很多藤蔓怎么绕在上面? 那个 ivy.
Oh, the trees are actually entangled in ivy.
那么那些东西是活的, 那个树是死的,
the ivy is alive, but the trees are actually dead.
因为这些树呢, 被这个藤蔓缠缠缠,
they've been entangled so much that the trees have died, but the ivy is alive.
所以你知道今天在我们基督徒生活里面,这个灵的释放是最重要的。
So you know, in our Christian lives, for our spirits to be set free, that is of utmost importance.
但是你知道缠绕我们灵最厉害的什么东西,就是我们人的魂。
But what entangles us the most is our soul life.
所以很多时候我们来到主的跟前,我们心里面有一点点的意思想要赞美,但是呢,你那个魂里面的东西,很多东西缠绕着,把你缠得死死的。So
we want to come and worship the Lord, but we've been entangled by so many things that we're like these dead trees.
所以作为一个基督徒,我们不能被这种缠住。
So as Christians, we can't become entangled.
我们要有灵里面的自由和释放。
We have to be set free in our spirit.
所以呢, 保罗告诉我们你要做精兵,
so Paul tells us we have to be a good soldier.
做精兵就是怎么样,不要被缠住。
The good soldier is not entangled.
所以你看,这对我们今天基督徒属灵生活来讲,是多么实际,也是多么重要的一件事。
So how real this is and how important this is in our Christian walk.
所以只有当你跟随主很亲神,很快乐,
when we're freely and joyfully following the Lord,
你能追求讨主的喜悦,
then we can please Him.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 保罗在这里第一件事情提醒我们,
so Paul reminds Timothy and us that we have to be a good soldier of Christ Jesus. It's a different kind of battle we're waging. We have to understand his words. So this is an important thing.
那么第二件事情,
the second,
他要我们呢,做一个运动场上的好的运动员,
he wants us to compete as a good athlete.
你看见他那个重点放在哪里呢?
And what point does he stress?
他的重点不在乎你这个运动员多么的强壮,多么的有力量。
He doesn't speak of how strong the athlete is,
你的技巧多么的好,
or how skillful he is.
他把整个的重点放在什么?放在你要按照规矩行。
In verse 5, the most important point is you have to compete according to the rules.
就说今天我们基督徒属灵的生活,当然你很刚强,你很热心,你有恩赐,你能做许多事,是好的。
Of course, it's good as Christians to be strong and to be skilled and to have gifts.
但是你更需注重的是如何能够守神的规律。
But most importantly, are we keeping God's law?
我们已经讲过了。
And we shared last night.
你今天呢,用了好多年的时间训练在那里锻炼。
If you've trained and trained for many years,
但是最后上场的时候你犯了规了,
but when you go on to that athletic field and you cheat,
你过去的几年的努力就全部都落空了,
if you break the rules, then all that training is gone.
所以保罗在这里重点提醒我们,
so Paul reminds us,
这个遵守神的规定非常的重要,
how important it is to keep God's rules.
我们知道我们的神是有旨意的神,
no, our God is a God who has a purpose.
那么神做事情也有他一定的规律。
And he has an order for the way he works.
所以今天我们跟从主啊,
so when we follow the Lord today,
我们不是光是有一点的热忱,有一点的善心就可以了。
We have to have more than just fervor for the Lord.
我们必须知道神的规律在哪里。
We have to know his laws.
英国的有一个侍奉主的人啊, 他的名字叫做 T. Austin Sparks.
There was a brother T. Austin Sparks who served God in England.
And
in his old age, he reminded God's people.
他说今天我们在侍奉在属灵生活上跟随主, 这个准确性, 这个accuracy 是非常重要的。
In our spiritual walk and in our service, accuracy is of utmost importance.
有很多人无所谓的,
some people do things casually.
他热心, 他善心, 他以为按照他自己的意思就可以侍奉神。
With fervency, he pursues God with his own methods.
我们要知道神比我们伟大的多了。
We have to realize that God is far more almighty than us.
神把一切都定规好了。
All things have been set.
我们今天所需要的是知道。
What we need today is understanding.
我们所需要的是遵行照着做。
And we have to comply.
保罗一生都活在神的旨意的里面。
Every moment of Paul's spiritual walk was found in God's purpose.
完全按照神的规律行的一个人。
And he did according to God's law.
And
so he knew how important these things
were.
The Bible gives us many
examples
in order for us to see those who truly serve the
Lord.
Not only did they have much fervor, they paid close attention to how God wanted them to do things. The clearest example in the Old Testament was Moses constructing the tabernacle. Moses was one who loved God. And Moses was fervent.
摩西也是一个很有才干的人,
and he was one who was very well accomplished. But when he was pursuing God's purpose,
他听神的话,
he listened to God.
神对他说,
God told him,
你到山下去建造会幕的时候,
when you leave the mountain to construct the tabernacle,
每一样事物都要按照山上的样式,
everything had to be according to the pattern on the mount.
连一针一线,
every thread had to be according to the pattern on the mount. So God gave him the plans in much detail.
我们在想啊,
and we think, why did it require 40 days and nights for God to reveal the pattern of the tabernacle? Of course, God's heart was filled with joy. He found such a person as Moses who obeyed him. And so God took him up to the mountain. He covered the mountain in cloud. And spoke to Moses and said, let's have some fellowship. You don't need to eat or sleep.
哇,40昼夜不吃不喝不睡啊。
40 days and 40 nights, no food, water, or sleep. Of course, it was God's almighty power that sustained him. And you know, the tabernacle was not even as big as this meeting area. And the tabernacle was perhaps only a quarter of the size of this room. And Moses was such an accomplished person. He was one who could construct an entire city and it was no problem for
him. And
with Moses' abilities, if we had Moses' abilities, we would tell God, don't worry, I'll construct a tabernacle 10 times the size that you want me to build it.
就好像今天很多侍奉主人拍着胸脯跟神保证没问题，我来给你弄个大的。
It's like many servants of God, we beat our chests and we say, no problem, God, I'll take care of this.
神对摩西说不,
but God said to Moses, no,
你必须听我的,
you have to obey.
你一针一线,
every thread has to be according to the pattern on the mount.
感谢神,
And we thank God.
摩西不仅有山上的启示,
not only did he have the revelation on the mount, and he had the faithfulness when he left the mount. So he constructed the tabernacle with the Israelites exactly according to God's specifications. And so the Bible tells us,
摩西在神的全家诚然尽忠,
and Moses was entirely faithful in God's household.
弟兄姊妹,忠心在哪里?
Where was he faithful?
按照神的定规,
according to what God has established.
这个真是重要无比啊,
and this is of utmost importance.
我从年轻的时候,
when I was younger,
得到很多前面年长弟兄们的帮助,
there, I was encouraged by many older brothers.
我眼睛得开, 我就知道, 神在这个地上有他自己荣耀的计划。
When I was younger, my eyes were open to the fact that God has a glorious plan.
而这个计划的中心, 神是要建造教会。
And in the center of this plan, God wants to build the church.
教会必须按照神的定规。
And the church had to be built according to God's specifications.
但是你知道, 对于遵守神的规律来讲,
but as far as keeping God's law, this has to originate from our own spiritual experience. If we can't even obey God in our own lives, how can we obey God in His glorious plan? So Paul knew how important this thing
was.
So Paul uses an athlete to describe its importance.
我再说,
so I say again,
你看一个运动员用了四年的时间在那里做了各式各样的努力和准备。
So an Olympic athlete spends 4 years to prepare and train for that one event.
所有的努力就是在最后那一刹那，对不对？
All that training culminates in that one moment.
如果到了那个时候你犯了规了,
but if you break the rules at that one moment,
你四年的努力就全部通通,
all 4 years of training are for naught.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
你有热心爱主是好的,
it's good that we are fervent for the Lord.
你有恩赐能服侍是好的,
if we have the gifts to serve, that is good.
但是更重要的是要什么? 听神的话。
But more importantly, we have to obey God's command.
按照神的规定。
We have to do things according to God.
如果不能守住他的那个规律,
if we cannot keep His laws,
那么, 今天你这一切在神的跟前都没有价值,
then all the things we do for the Lord have no value.
你得不到奖赏,
and we can't attain that award.
愿主的灵开我们里面的眼睛,
may the Spirit of God open our inner eyes,
让我们真正你有这样一个看见,
so that we might have such enlightenment.
我想我把前面的这两个点呢, 我再重复的稍微的加强交通一下。
So, With this, I encourage you with from the earlier messages. And the third character we'll look at this morning is the farmer.
我们想,
again, we think, what a simple analogy.
但是你知道圣经中啊, 常常用这些简单比喻,
but you know, the Bible gives us such simple examples. Even our Lord Jesus gives them.
有一个英国的一个传道人呢，讲的一个很幽默的一件事情。
There was an English preacher who shared something funny.
他就讲说主耶稣啊，这个去讲这个十三章这个撒种的比喻。
He spoke about how our Lord Jesus, when he spoke of the sower and the seeds in Matthew 13.
他就说那天呢，哇，犹太人都听见这个大先知耶稣啊要开特别聚会。
The preacher said, the Pharisees and the Jews, they knew that our Lord Jesus was going to have great words that day in a great conference.
所以呢,好多人呢,
so many people came to hear him.
人跑来一听, 哦,
but really what happened was the Lord only told them how to sow seeds.
撒种之后会有什么结果?
And what happens when you throw the seeds on the ground?
所以很多人就回家了。
So a lot of people went home disappointed.
会说你今天去参加特别聚会了吗?
And another asked them, did you go to that special conference that our Lord spoke at?
先知耶稣讲了什么呢?
That prophet Jesus, what did he speak on?
哎呀，他说没讲什么呢。
The person said, he didn't say anything.
他说他一个做木工的人呢，教我们怎么种田。
That guy, a carpenter, was teaching us how to be farmers.
哎呀，他说这个我们老早都知道。He
said, all of this we already know.
弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们的主也是喜欢用生活中简单的事物来解释所谓的东西。
Our Lord likes to use the simple examples of life in order to explain spiritual things.
所以你我不要轻看这个。
So let's not look lightly upon these things.
你知道这次特会完了之后，人家会说我们特会讲什么？
And then not have others ask you after the meeting, so what was the conference about this weekend?
那没讲什么，叫我们当兵啊，怎么当兵啊？
He didn't talk about anything other than to be a soldier.
就教我们怎么运动啊。
Taught us how to be an athlete.
更无聊，教我们怎么做农夫。这今天哪有农地给我们耕呢？
And even more boring, how to be a farmer. Do we even have ground to till?
弟兄姊妹，你不要轻看这个比喻。
Don't look lightly upon these examples.
那么现在呢，我们来稍微的、细细的把它稍微交通一下。
So let's look at this farmer.
我们晓得做农夫最重要的，尤其在古代最重要的一件事情呢，就是耕地，是吧？
And we know the most important work that a farmer had to do was till the ground.
他所有的工作都在那个田地的里面。All
of his work is invested in that ground.
那么我现在问,
so we ask,
到底什么是这个田?
What is this ground or field?
在马太福音第13章里告诉我们,
Matthew chapter 13 tells us,
这个田地那是指的人的心说的。
This field refers to man's heart.
所以现在我们很清楚，你做农夫啊，你要耕田，耕什么田呢？耕你自己的心田。So
we now know, as a farmer, what ground do you till? That ground refers to our heart.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们这个人的心啊，是个复杂的东西。And
you know, our hearts are very complicated things.
在圣经里面呢，我们大概的知道这个心是什么东西。According
to the Bible, we largely know what the heart is.
有经验的人告诉我们说，这个心啊，就是人的良心加上人的魂的全部。
Some Bible scholars tell us that the heart consists of man's conscience and the soul.
那么，因为我们的魂里面呢，我们晓得有思想、有意志、有情感，是吧？
And in our soul, that consists of man's mind, man's emotions,
and the will,
and man's will.
啊，我们知道有这三个东西。
We know that there are these three things found in the soul.
你知道我们中国人呢，我觉得用的更好。
The Chinese, I feel, have a better example.
魂里三个东西，它都加上个心字。
In the Chinese, behind these three items, there's the word heart.
讲思想的时候讲到心思，你看，跟心有关。
So the thoughts of man originate from the heart.
然后呢，讲情感是讲到心情。
And so when we think of emotions emanating from the heart.
我们讲意志时候讲到心智。
And in the Chinese, the will also originates from the heart.
哎，我觉得我们中国人对这个领悟是比较深刻的。
I think the Chinese might have a deeper understanding of these three items.
甚至呢，我们还有一个说法，就是心地，这个人心地好不好？你看这个心呢是块地呀，你看它是。And
in Chinese, even the field is.
Heart is a field.
The heart is a field.
所以你知道我们人的心，圣经就是讲我们人的心是一块可耕种的地。
The heart is a field that can be plowed.
当然，圣经里面也讲到整个教会是一个田地。
Of course, the Bible also speaks of the church as a field.
也讲到整个世界是神的一个田地。
And in other examples, the world is the field.
但是我们知道保罗在这里所最注重的
But what Paul is paying attention to is this field, which is our heart. As a good farmer, you have to know how to till the field that is your heart. You know, the age we're living in today, there is a heavy influence on our hearts. I felt like when I was young, we were closer to the Industrial Revolution. We focused more on agriculture when I was younger.
所以现代人的这个心呢，比从前人更复杂。
So I feel like man's heart today is far more complicated.
这小孩子很小啊，这个心就很复杂。
And even the children at a young age are very complicated.
我觉得我们小的时候呢，这个好像比较可爱一点，傻乎傻乎的，比较可爱。
I felt like when I was younger, things were simpler.
因为什么都不太懂。
Because we didn't know anything.
我们接触的世界也很小。
The world we encountered was small.
现在的小孩不得了啊。
Now the kids today,
从小这个什么电脑、电视这种，全世界都知道。
They're connected with the entire world through the internet.
所以我们特别需要保守我们的心。
So we really have to protect our hearts.
所以箴言书第四章的话非常重要。
So Proverbs chapter 4 has very important words.
他说你要保守你的心。 胜过保守一切,
we have to preserve our hearts over all things. Because every fruit that we bear originates from the heart.
尤其在属灵的事情上,
especially in spiritual things.
未来的果效如何,
if you want to have a good effect, has closely to do with the condition of your heart.
如果我们的心出了问题了,
if there are problems in our heart,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
属灵的果效就失去了,
that spiritual fruit is lost.
保罗, 我们知道主耶稣在地上所也讲, 我们一个基督徒需要有清洁的心啊。
Our Lord tells us that we have to have a pure heart. When we serve God, we have to do it with a pure heart.
你知道很有趣是在教会里啊, 我们知道这个人无心, 哎呀, 我们觉得这个, 这个可惜的事情。
And within the church, individuals that don't have a heart are a sad case.
啊, 一个人侍奉主无心, 你怎么鼓励他, 他也鼓不起来, 对不对?
When you're serving the Lord, if someone doesn't have a heart, then it's hard to encourage that person.
但是奇妙的是, 在有些教会里面呢, 有的人很怕, 很多人有心呢。
But yet, strangely, within the church, there are those that fear others that do have a heart.
有的人一发热心, 全教会都害怕。
When someone becomes fervent in their heart, everyone in the church is afraid of that person.
我就说今天基督徒啊, 心很重要。
So again, I remind you that the heart is important.
但是呢, 请你记得, 无心拖累教会。
But if you lack a heart, then
会拖累, 拖累影响。
It'll negatively impact the church.
有心毁坏教会。
And if you have a heart, that can corrupt the church.
所以圣经告诉我们, 心很重要什么? 要清洁的心。
So the heart we are to have is a pure heart.
所以我们需要知道怎么好好的来耕种我们的心田。
And so we have to know how to till the field that is our heart.
我们都知道一个农夫要能够有收成，第一件事情他先要做的就是要怎么来处理这个地。The
first thing that a farmer has to do if he wants to collect crops is to till the ground.
在旧约圣经里面也有很多这样的话。And
there are many such words found in the Old Testament.
我们要怎么样使这个野地能够变成好土，是吧？
How the wild or uncultured ground is to become good soil.
怎么叫旷野看成肥田?
For the wilderness to become good soil.
这个都是神在这里用这些比喻告诉我们他在他百姓中间的工作。
So this tells us of God's work among his people.
当然我们知道 这个农夫要耕田，大家都很清楚，第一件事情怎么样？要松土，对吧？
For the farmer to prepare the field, the first thing he has to do is to break up the ground, break up the soil.
那个农夫开头是要用那个犁啊，用那个犁在那个土地上怎么耕种啊，把那个土通通翻起来。
And so he has to use the plow to uplift the earth.
所以这第一个说明呢，我们基督徒的这个心田要松啊。
It speaks of how this soil has to be loose in our hearts.
基督徒啊，最不好的心就是刚硬的心。
The worst condition is for us to have a hardened heart.
哦，你要是看见这个人的心一硬起来的时候，那这是比钢铁还硬。
When man's heart is hardened, it's harder than steel.
我们有人讲心如钢铁啊，这个不是好现象。
And for us to have a heart like steel is not a good sign.
所以要借着十字架的工作先把它松一下。
So through the work of the cross, we need to soften that ground.
会叫我们的心刚硬的有些东西我们要注意啊。
What are the things that harden our hearts?
心里面黑暗。
Darkness.
骄傲。
Jealousy,
proud,
or pride,
right? 嫉妒
jealousy,
自大
arrogance,
这个还有污秽
filthy things.
这些东西都会使我们的心怎么样变得刚硬。
These are some of the things that cause our hearts to become hardened.
你知道我们啊。堕落之后，每一个人这个心田呢，都不是好土。
You know, the heart of fallen man is not good soil.
都是刚硬的东西。
It's all very hard things.
现在怎么样？我们要来这里开始这个，要来耕种。
So what do we first need to do? We have to start plowing that ground.
圣经里面有一个故事很有趣的。
There's an interesting story in the Bible.
那么就是神呢打发以利亚去。去找以利沙的时候
Do you remember when God sent Elijah to find Elisha?
结果看以利沙在做什么呢
When Elijah first encounters him, what is Elisha doing? He was tilling the ground.
他的耕田跟别人不一样
But he was plowing the ground differently than other people.
他用十二对牛耕田
He used 12 pairs of oxen to till the ground.
我们知道今天有人耕田一条牛都很厉害了，有人用两条牛的话呢，那已经是很多的了。
You know that if you have one oxen, that is very powerful. But if you have two oxen, that is even more powerful.
你从来没看见一个人耕田用十二条牛的。
You've never seen someone use 12 pairs of oxen to till the ground.
我年轻的时候，弟兄们解释这个。
And when I was younger, an older brother explained this.
他解释说呢，因为呢，这个以利沙呢是在这个属地的事上尽全力的一个人，他很认真努力，所以神看中他了。
Because Elisha did things with great force and great strength, God noticed.
那现在呢，我有更深一点领会。
But now I have a deeper understanding.
为什么要用24条牛来耕地呢
？Why did Elisha use 24 oxen to plow the ground？
那就说明那个地是多么的刚硬呢、啊。
It also speaks to me of how hard that ground is.
这说明以利沙呢，原来是个心地刚硬的人。
Perhaps it speaks of how Elisha had a hardened heart.
弟兄姊妹，你想一想。
Think about this.
你的心需要几条牛来耕呢
？How many oxen does it take to plow your heart?
我们可能需要48条牛啊。
For some of us, maybe we need 48 oxen.
你看有的人心刚硬的那个情形，那真的是，真的恐怕是需要像以利沙一样。
For some of us who have such hardened hearts, we do need to plow like Elisha.
所以农夫第一件事情就是要怎么样松土。
So the first thing is to loosen that soil.
我们要感谢我们的主啊。
We thank our Lord.
多么的爱我们。
He has loved us so.
他把我们这些硬着心肠的人逐渐的把它转变。
He changes us who have such hard hearts.
所以在旧约神借着先知以西结已经说了。
So through the prophet Ezekiel, we are told.
他说我要把你们的实心除去，换上肉心。
I am going to turn your heart of stone into a heart of flesh.
以色列人呢，你知道，他们虽然蒙神的恩典，但是有的像石头，像神刚硬起来的时候呢，真是像石头一样的硬的。
We know that the Israelites, although they have obtained much blessing from God, some of them have hearts as hard as stone.
所以神要把他们的心转变过来。
And so God is changing them.
什么叫做变成肉心呢？
What does it mean to have a heart of flesh?
我们知道我们这个人啊，这个心呢，是一个最有感觉的地方。
We know that in our hearts, we have the most sensation or feeling.
是感觉的机关。
It's the central organ of feeling.
啊，我们常常觉得，有时候一件事情摸到我们的心了。什么叫摸到你的心呢？你开始有感觉了，对不对？
What does it mean when something touches our hearts? It means we start to feel.
我们最怕在属灵的事情上面呢，什么感觉也摸不着。
The greatest fear is that in spiritual things we have no feeling.
弟兄姊妹们，这不是一个好的现象。
Brothers and sisters, this would not be a good sign.
所以一个人的心一松的时候呢，他对属灵的事情就开始有感觉了。
So when we have our hearts softened, then we start to feel spiritual things.
我曾经碰见过一个弟兄啊。
I encountered a brother once.
刚刚蒙恩得救的时候，对属灵事情根本无心。
When he was first saved, he had no interest in spiritual things.
有一次我问他，我说，哎，我能不能拿一些属灵的书给你看？
I asked him once, can I give you some spiritual books?
他把那个不看。
He said, no, I'm not going to read them.
所以我也不敢说什么了。
So I didn't say anything more.
但是感谢主啊。
But thank the Lord.
经过好多年之后。
Many years passed.
弟兄改变了。
This brother changed.
他到后来呢，非常爱慕属灵的东西。
He became one who loved spiritual things.
我们知道这个中间转换的过程，怎么就实心变肉心呢？
And you know the change in events had to do with a change from a heart of stone to a heart of flesh.
他的心开始松了。
His heart softened.
所以我们知道这很重要，对不对？
So we know how important this is.
当然，农夫啊，先把这个地给他耕松了之后，还没有结束呢，下面还有工作呢。
Of course, the farmer's work only begins with tilling the ground.
啊，那么这个翻起来的土里面呢，还有很多小石头呢。
The earth that is uplifted, of course, you find stones.
那小石头你还是要把它剪掉。
You have to, after plowing the ground, you have to pull out these stones.
你像我们今天一次受主的感动，接受主了，哇，那天感动得不得了，痛哭流涕悔改了。
The day we are saved, we are filled with joy and tears and we repent.
并不代表你这块土已经成好土了，对不对？
This doesn't necessarily mean that ground is good soil.
有的时候碰到某些事情哈，又碰到有些事情，它里面又出现一些刚硬的东西出来了。
We encounter things and then that soil turns hard again.
所以这些小石头也需要把它剪掉。
And these little stones appear and these need to be removed.
主耶稣那个撒种的比喻里面讲到。
So when Jesus speaks of the sower and the seed,
他说有的人像土浅石头地。
He describes some soil as rocky places.
那个你看那个种子种进去很快就发芽了。
When the seed is planted, it grows.
看起来很快。
It looks like it grows rapidly.
一点的患难来到时候马上就倒下去。
But a little tribulation comes and that plant falls.
就说他这个土里面还有东西没有把它弄清楚。
It speaks of how there are things that are still found in that soil. So the rocks have to be removed. These small hard things have to be removed.
然后呢，这个在以色列地那个农地里面还有很多的荆棘。
And then also there are thorns in the ground.
这些荆棘呢会妨害生命的生长的。
And these thorns choke up the life in the plant.
我小时候啊，我们家附近都是稻田。
When I was young, we lived in an area where there were many fields.
哎呦，我看那些农夫真的很辛苦啊。
I saw that the farmers worked hard.
他们这个地耕好了之后啊。
After their ground was plowed,
不仅要去捡那个石头，都是用手工的。
Not only did they pluck out the rocks with their own hands,
还要拔草，对不对？除草。
They had to yank out all the grass.
那个都是在地上爬的。
And they were basically on all fours.
These
workers and farmers, they had to pull up all the grass. Hard work. In the hot sun, they were doing all these things. But the farmer knows, if you don't get rid of these things, the plant won't grow well.
同样的, 在以色列地如果这些荆棘不被除去的话呢，这个麦种长不起来的。
And the same is with Israel. If you don't remove the thorns, then the plant can't grow.
所以以色列人都是用那个火呢，把那个荆棘把它烧掉。
And so the Israelites would burn up the thorns with fire.
这也说明今天圣灵今天在我们里面的工作。
And this speaks of the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
弟兄姊妹，罗马书第八章十三节的话很重要。
Romans 8:13. Reminds us of
importance.
By the Spirit, we put to death the deeds of the flesh.
为什么呢? 因为呢, 有的时候,
we are like this big tree.
那么神救我们的时候呢,
by saving us, God cuts off this tree.
但是树根还在,
but the roots are still there.
这个树根在那里啊, 你一不注意啊, 它有点水气,
if you don't pay close attention, those roots will sprout up another branch.
所以这个时候你怎么样, 出现一点点就赶快怎么样,
so as soon as you see that branch sprout, you have to cut it off.
我常常提醒年轻的弟兄姊妹,
so I remind the young brothers and sisters, as we're sitting there and we have an evil thought,
you
have to immediately cut that off.
你还不要坐在那越想越高兴啊,
don't think and think about it.
有时候想想想想,
those thoughts can become evil deeds.
所以基督徒要明白, 一点一恶念进来, 马上把它砍掉。
So as soon as we have an evil thought, that has to be cut off.
从前我那个家呢, 后面呢, 有一棵很大的树。
Previously, the area where the home I grew up in had this large tree in the backyard.
这个树呢, 一个麻烦, 一到秋天的时候呢, 哇, 掉树叶, 掉得不得了。
The problem with that tree was in the fall, it would produce so many leaves.
所以呢, 我有好几次心里想, 等到它掉叶, 冬天的时候呢, 我一定要把那个枝子把它砍掉。So
I had a thought that when winter came, I would get rid of all the branches.
但是我想没有行动。
But I thought, but I didn't do it.
因为懒散的这个不动,
because I was lazy, so I didn't do it.
本来我看那个枝子就这么一点点大,
originally, I saw the branches were short.
第二年我就砍的时候它变大枝子了,
but the next year, I resolved to do it, and yet, I saw that the branches were big.
哇, 结果怎么样, 砍不动了。
Then I could no longer cut them.
啊, 我就很后悔。
So then I regretted.
结果我们还要花钱请人来砍, 本来那个剪刀都没剪就完了。
So then we had to hire people to cut them. But originally, we could have just cut them with scissors.
所以他们西方人有个说法,
so in the West, there is a saying.
他说你不要看这个东西是个小鸡啊, chick.
Don't look at things as a chick.
他说这个小鸡有一天会变老母鸡的。
Someday the chick will become a hen.
这个小鸡变老母鸡你就麻烦了。
And when the chick becomes a hen, you have a problem.
所以这个提醒我们, 很多事情呢, 一点动出来, 快快地把它除掉。
So we have to deal with things quickly before they become big.
所以在我们基督徒的生活中, 你要好好地耕种你这块新田呢, 这些都是重要的一些经历。
So for us to prepare the good soil, that is an important spiritual experience.
然后呢, 下面呢, 需要灌溉, 啊,
and next, we have to irrigate the ground.
那个, 我们知道主的生命在我们里面是生命的活泉, 你要接受生命的活泉的供应。
We know that within us, our Lord Jesus' life is a living spring.
这样耕过的地, 它就变得非常的软和。
And through that spring, through the water, the soil continues to soften.
你会看见有时候在属灵经历上, 有时候圣灵的水流进来的时候, 哎,
We find that in our spiritual experience, when the living waters come through, brothers and sisters' hearts become soft. And at this time, then the farmer can sow the seed. And the seed of life is planted. Of course, there are different sayings for the seed. The most important is the word of the seed is the word of the kingdom. When we're preaching the gospel, we're sharing the word of the kingdom. And it's like this when we become saved, that seed enters. You become saved.
但是呢,
but as we progress as a Christian, you have to continue receiving truths.
请我们记得,这个种子呢,
please remember that this seed is something that has life in it. It's not doctrine or thoughts of man.
因为你这个土里面呢,你种个石头下去,
if you, for example, plant a rock, nothing will grow. Today we need the encouragement of life.
我们的教会里不是要讲天文地理，我们的教会里是要撒生命的种子。
Today in the church, we don't need more doctrine. We need the seed of life.
那么这个种子呢，有另外第二方面的意义，就是天国之子。
And another explanation of this seed is the sons of the kingdom.
那么谁是天国之子？我们就是天国之子。
Who are the sons of the kingdom? We are. So God has sown us in the world. So we thank the Lord. I've had many visits to China and I've seen the saints there. Interestingly, these Chinese saints are scattered throughout Europe, and where they land, a church is born. Many of these Chinese saints are doing small businesses. They are found in a location, they do their business, but then they begin to meet together. And one time I was in Europe,
我看见那个温州的弟兄姊妹呢，铺天盖地的在欧洲啊。
And I found that interestingly, these Chinese saints from Wenzhou were spread all over Europe.
哇，心里面很受感动。
And I was really touched.
到处都碰见他们。
I encountered them everywhere.
他们做一个小生意，就在那里聚会，在那里传福音。
They're doing business in an area, and they start meeting together and preaching the gospel.
神把我们当作种子，天国之子当作种子撒在。
The sons of the kingdom are seeds that are scattered abroad.
所以这也是一种种子。
So this is also a type of seed.
彼得告诉我们，当我们重生得救的时候呢。
So Peter tells us that when we are born again, this seed of life is planted within us.
所以呢，神把我们这个心田预备好，是为了承接生命的种子的。So
the ground is plowed and prepared in order to receive the seed.
所以你看见这个生命的道，在每个弟兄姊妹的心田里面的生长都不一样。So
the seed of life, its growth in each and every one of us is different.
当然撒过种之后,
of course, once the seed is spread,
工作没有结束,
the work is not done.
还要需要怎么常常再给它灌点水。
Then again, you have to bring water.
所以在旧约圣经里面,
so in the Old Testament,
讲到神带领以色列人进入迦南地之后,
when it talks about how God led the Israelites into Canaan,
给他们一个很大的恩典,
God gave them much grace.
就是在迦南地每年呢有两场的雨。
God gave them every year two rainfalls.
一个叫秋雨，一个叫春雨。
The fall rains and the spring rains.
这个秋雨春雨对于整个以色列地那个植物的生长是非常重要。And
both rains were important for vegetation in the land of Israel.
这个秋雨呢是倾盆大雨大水。
This fall rain was like a downpour. So right after they've plowed the ground, God gives them this large, heavy rain. And then when the growth has reached its final point, then God allows the spring rains to come. The Israelite farmers have this experience.
他们一看见降春雨，大家就欢喜的不得了。他们知道今年一定大丰收。
When the spring rain comes, they rejoice because they know they will have a great harvest.
那么春雨是什么雨呢? 是毛毛细雨，是阵雨，一阵一阵的。
What kind of rain is the spring rain? It comes momentarily and sporadically.
好像我们浇那个草一样，sprinkle的那个。
And it's a light rain, like a sprinkle.
所以你看,
and so in church history, interestingly, we see the same.
在五旬节的时候, 圣灵从天降临,
At Pentecost, you see the fall rain coming down very heavy.
在以后教会的生活里,
and then from that time on, you see momentary spring rain.
所以也有人根据这个呢，觉得好像圣经好像有预言主回来之前呢，圣灵在地上会带进一阵的复兴的。
And so we're reminded by Bible scholars that before the Lord returns, these spring rain represent moments of revival.
所以很多基督徒祷告求主降下春雨。
And so many pray that the Lord might bring the spring rain.
如果这个预言是真的,
if this prophecy is true,
我们真是巴望我们今天能碰见春雨的时代。
May we enter into the era of spring rain.
这个雨一下来,
when this rain comes, everything grows.
所以这个雨一来, 所有弟兄姊妹都复兴。
When this rain comes, all will be revived.
所以这是很重要的事情。
And these are important matters.
但是今天在我们经常的生活里面呢,
But what about in our daily lives?
神也借着各样的聚会叫我们得着一些的灌溉。
Through various meetings, our Lord allows us to become encouraged. He gives us gifts.
所以保罗说, 我栽种了, 亚波罗浇灌。
Paul says, I planted and Apollo watered. So when we meet together, sometimes we're being watered.
那可能水已经浇出去了啊。
Perhaps the water has already been given.
现在问说,你这块土呢,有没有松啊?
But we have to first ask, is this field loose? Is the soil loose?
今天早晨主也在这里灌水啊。
You know, today, this morning, God is watering.
如果我们那块地啊刚硬的不得了的话，那个水也进不去，对不对？
If the ground is so hard, then the water cannot enter.
所以求主使我们的心是柔软的。
So may the Lord allow us to have a soft heart.
我们能在每一个聚会里面都得着主活水的供应。
That in every meeting, we might be encouraged by His water.
当农夫把这一切做成之后,
and so after the farmer has done all these things,
那么下面他就开始怎么样呢?就等候啊生长。
Then he waits for the growth.
圣经很明确告诉我们,
the Bible tells us clearly,
人可以撒种,
man can sow the seed,
人也可以浇灌,
man can water,
但是生长的事是神的事情。
But God gives the growth.
我们没有一个人能叫别人生长。
None of us can allow someone else to grow.
你想一个麦子，它从一个种子慢慢开始生长起来的时候呢？
As a seed begins to grow, and the plant begins to grow, The farmer wakes and sleeps and wakes and sleeps. How the plant grows, he has no idea. You know, spiritual growth is the same.
尽管撒种, 尽管浇灌,
you know, we sow the seed and we water.
哎,的确在教会里你是看见,
and you see this beautiful phenomena in the church.
哎,有的弟兄姊妹啊,你也没做什么,聚会,聚会,聚会,哎,
you don't do anything and you just meet and meet and meet, and yet one day this brother or sister manifests fruit. Who allowed him to grow? Only God.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so the matter of life is always in God's hands.
并且我们要知道一件事情,
and we have to understand something. Spiritual growth is never something that is quick.
在今天呢,这个什么都是快速的时代里面,
in this generation where everything is obtained rapidly, spiritual life is slow. The growth of life is slow.
一个妇女, 她必须要怀孕10个月才能够生出孩子来。
Pregnancy has to take 9 months before the baby is born.
是9个月。 Okay, 你把它缩短了1个月。 不过我们中国人讲是10个月。
Okay, 10 months in, for Chinese women.
所以不要把它缩短了, 不能缩短了。 虽然现在科技很发达,
even though the technology is rampant, can we allow a pregnant woman to give birth in 2 weeks?
不行的,
no.
必须要10个月,
we still need 10 months.
你不到那个时候,
and if you don't reach that time, there's no maturation.
但是今天在属灵的生命上,
but in spiritual things,
我们人呢, 常常幻想希望弄个什么方法叫它能够快点长, 对不对?
In spiritual things, we think of methods for shortcuts.
有的基督徒啊, 想要今天呢, 希望追求一个什么特别的经历, 今天这么一追求, 明天马上就属灵了。
As Christians, we want a certain experience where within 24 hours, we become spiritual.
Oh,
you know, there are many Christians that dream this way. For life to grow slowly, this is taken too long. When I was younger, I had the same problem. I would ask my older brothers and sisters, how come the life within is growing so slow? Is there a way to accelerate the growth?
弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters, there are no ways to quicken this. If you don't allow for a normal growth, there will be periods of where things become stagnant.
所以很多基督徒就说十年八年都不长进了。
So there are Christians where 8 years, 10 years have gone by and they haven't grown.
你要快是不行的。
You can't speed things up.
你要停顿是可能的。
But you can stall the growth.
所以今天我们要追求这个生命的成长。
So for us to grow spiritually,
所以马可福音第4章告诉我们,
Mark 4 tells us,
这个生长是自然的生长,
this growth is a natural growth.
所以在教会里面最好听人工的东西越少越好。
So within the church, the things that man introduces, the less the better.
因为出于生命的东西都是自然的东西。
Because the things pertaining to life are natural.
我们看见外面有很多的大树,
we see all the big trees outside. The reason they grow to be so big, it's because God has nourished them. It's a natural growth. You can't use some special method. May the Lord allow us to understand these things, especially in church service and in our own personal pursuit of the Lord. We have to be patient. We have to find rest.
所以作为一个农夫啊,
So as a farmer,
把这个种子撒出去了，回去之后呢，要好好睡觉，对不对？
The seed is spread, you have to go back and rest.
你不能整夜在那忧虑啊，哎呀，那个种子怎么长啊，怎么叫它长啊，不需要吧。
You can't be up all night worrying about how the seed will grow. You don't have to do that.
都知道，这没有几个月它长不出来的。
Farmers know in a certain number of months it will grow or not.
而且他知道一定会长的，对不对？
And then he knows that if all things go well, it will grow.
所以这些农夫啊, 都很少失眠的。
And so these farmers don't lose sleep.
只有我们今天这些活在工业时代中的人呢, 整天忧虑这个忧虑这个睡不着，对不对？
It's those of us that are so technologically advanced, we're the ones who can't sleep.
甚至我们在教会中侍奉也是, 很多传道人失眠啊。
And even in the church, there are many ministers who lose sleep.
你们原谅我这样讲, 我碰见好多传道人到最后都是神经衰弱。
Forgive me for saying this, but there are many preachers I know who become mentally exhausted.
今天呢,
we don't need to worry.
我们就尽量的撒种,
we sow the seed. And we water. The growth comes from God.
你不要去忧虑那个, 不是你的事情。
You don't have to worry about what you can't control. We just simply wait for the growth. But the previous requirements you have to prepare.
Oh,
and then there comes a time. The crop is mature. And then you have a harvest.
哇,那就是禾捆带回来的时候,带回这个稻子麦子。
And then that's when you bring home the grain.
哇,那就是欢乐。
And that is a time of joy.
所以你看,中国也是这样,外国也是这样,他们这个每次到收成的时候呢,他们就来一个什么这些庆祝了。
And whether it be in China or here in America, during the time of harvest, there are festivals.
来个什么家华年会,大家开始高兴跳舞,那什么丰收。
There are festivals because of the abundant harvest.
那么弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
保罗用这个农夫这件事情提醒我们,
Paul uses the farmer to remind us.
你如果在神的跟前, 未来的日子, 你能够有一个丰收,
if you can have this abundant harvest,
你今天要非常注意你如何来耕种你自己这块心田。
If we want that abundant harvest, we have to first pay attention to this field that is our heart.
请我们注意,我们是耕自己的田,你不要老去耕别人的田啊。Please
remember, you are plowing the field that is your own heart, not someone else's heart.
我们常常自己不好好耕自己,老喜欢耕人家的,整天在修正别人,你看。You
know, our problem is we're not plowing our own hearts, we're plowing someone else's, constantly trying to fix them.
我们一天到晚都看他的心不对,他的心不对。And
we look at others and say, they don't have a good heart.
你自己的心对不对呢?
You have to examine yourself
first.
So Proverbs reminds
us,
you have to preserve yourself by tilling your own heart. So if you have good soil, then you have an abundant harvest. We need God to have mercy on us.
让我们的心田永远不刚硬,
that our hearts not be hardened.
里面永远没有这些小石头杂草,
and we won't have these stones.
那么其实还有一个重要的事情,
and then, of course, there's one other thing.
我们知道植物的生长,
and the growth of the seed.
最怕的还有是那个虫害, 这个虫呢,
we're also wary of pests or insects.
这个从前古代啊, 那么到现在也还有, 这个蝗虫是最可怕的东西。
In the olden times and even today, locusts are very frightening.
哇, 这个蝗虫一来的时候呢, 铺天盖地啊。
When locusts come, they swarm heaven and earth.
蝗虫一来的时候呢, 所有的青绿中就给它吃得光光的。
And they will devour all vegetation.
所以在旧约时代中形容啊, 当以色列国落到荒凉光景中的时候, 他们就好像是被蝗虫吃过一样。
So the Old Testament likens to the condition of Israel when they were in their downtrodden state as locusts coming in and devouring everything. And even Revelation tells us that in the latter days, when the enemy and all his forces come out, they come out like locusts.
我有的时候真是感觉我们这个西方世界好像正是进入这个蝗虫时代。
And sometimes I feel like our Western culture has entered into this era of locusts.
特别今天的欧洲啊,
especially if you look in Europe.
教会是一片的黑暗。
There's much darkness in the church.
你今天到欧洲,你想要找一点属灵的交通很困难的。
You go to Europe and you're seeking spiritual fellowship, it's difficult. It's as if locusts have gone through. You can't find it.
过去一百年,你看在欧洲出现多少的属灵人呢?
If you look 100 years ago, how many spiritual figures came out of Europe?
有人告诉我们,如果100年前你到了英国伦敦呢?
Some tell us that if you went to England 100 years ago,
你早晨起来呢,你都不晓得今天要去哪里聚会啊。
You wake up and you can't even decide where to meet.
那个不是说像今天一样的起来了到哪里去聚会啊。
It's not like today, church hopping.
都是很沉闷的,对不对?
It's all pretty mundane.
它不是。
Back then, no.
这个地方呢,是施布真在讲道。You
think over here Spurgeon is preaching.
那边呢,Campbell Morgan弟兄在讲道。Over
here Campbell Morgan is speaking.
那边呢,有宾路易师母在那里分享。And
then over here Jesse Penn Lewis is sharing her thoughts.
And
so you wake up, you want to go to all of these places. You can't decide. And how abundant and revived that church atmosphere is.
你进任何一个聚会里面都是丰富的供应。
You enter any meeting place and you are supplied.
但是今天,
what about today?
如果你到了欧洲,
if you go to Europe today,
你真的也不知道去哪里聚会,
you really don't know where to go.
没有一个地方有生命的供应。
Nowhere is there the supply of life.
真的好像是被蝗虫吃尽。
It's as if the locusts have come through.
这是多么可怕的一个光景。
What a frightening condition.
我们知道不仅有蝗虫的灾害,
not only is there concern of locusts,
圣经也提醒我们要飞鸟,小心那些飞鸟。
The Bible reminds us we have to be watchful of the birds.
如果你的心是刚硬的,
if your hearts are hardened,
你懂得撒在上面进不去的,
the seed is scattered and can't enter,
诶,
the bird will come by and swoop in and pick it up.
你知道吗, 今天我们在这里聚会啊,
do you know that there are birds in the atmosphere, even in our meeting place right now? They're watching.
哦,
There's a hardened heart.
这个种子去了,
as soon as the seed is sown, the birds swoop in and take it up.
结果散了会,
and then the meeting is over, you've gained nothing.
这个不是我编的故事,
now, I'm not making these things up. These are the words of our Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so don't allow your heart to be hardened. The enemy is represented by birds. He is encircling us. He is taking away that seed of life. And then in the Old Testament, it tells us we have to be watchful of wild beasts.
这些野兽来的时候呢，先把你那个好吃的给你吃掉了，然后用脚的就把你那个通通给你踩掉。When
the beasts come, they take of the good fruit and then stomp on the vegetation.
反正这些都是仇敌的毁坏的工作。This
is the work of corruption by the enemy.
所以呢，你今天种田，你把一切都弄好，你还要防备仇敌的工作。And
so not only do you have to prepare for the harvest, you have to prevent the work of the enemy.
我呢, 是不太会种地的。
I'm not a very good farmer.
哎，我们到了美国呢，因为我们后面有院子。
Since we moved to America, we have a backyard.
我们中国人最喜欢在后面院子开点这个田地，种点菜啊什么的，对不对？
A lot of Chinese like to plant some vegetables in their backyard.
嗯，所以我姊妹说，你看人家都种，我们也来种啊，我们来就开始耕田。
So my wife told me, you know, others are doing this, why don't we try as well?
我就弄了小小的一块田地。
So I set aside a small plot of land.
学人家把土弄一弄啊。
And so we prep the soil.
弄一点好土啊，然后呢，种点菜在里面。
So we put some vegetables.
哎，过几天看它真的是发芽了。
And after a few days, it's interesting you see it sprout.
哎呀，我的姊妹高兴得不得了，她你看它发芽了，发芽了。
And my wife was happy because she saw it sprout.
看看哦，发芽了，我说还早嘞。
And I looked at it, I said, well, we still have to wait.
结果呢，我们睡一觉，第二天起来一看，哇。
And then we went to bed and woke up and looked the next morning.
所以那芽都被吃掉了。
All the sprouts were eaten.
一大堆的那个 slugs 在那个地方。
And then there were a bunch of slugs on the ground.
哎，他把我们那个东西吃掉了。
They devoured all of it. So we were upset.
就开始叫杀虫了。
And so then we used pesticides.
后来我们才问别人。
Then we asked others.
别人说你要晓得这个地方啊，这种虫很多的。
You have to realize there are a lot of bugs.
所以我们弄了地，但是没有防虫。
So we prepared the ground, but we didn't use pesticides.
点点的成果很快就没了。
So all your effort is gone just like that.
所以你知道保罗用这个来说明我们基督徒属灵的经历是非常的真切的。
So Paul speaks of this,
就是真正的很宝贵的。
He speaks of how precious these things are.
所以他告诉我们要做个农夫，要努力耕耘。
So he speaks of the diligent farmer.
我们中文的圣经说哈，你在耕种之前必有粮食，他不是，他说你要努力耕种过之后，你必有粮食吃的。
You only after you've put in that hard work do you partake of the crops.
所以我们可以说，今天基督徒你要忙，你忙什么？
So, if you're busy today as a Christian, where in your life are you busy?
忙在外面，外面跑啊，做工啊，当然这些也不是坏的啊。
Are you busy in the outward things? Not that they're wrong.
我们最好的努力在哪？努力跟自己的心啊。
We need to be diligent in plowing the field that is our heart.
我常常发现有很多基督徒在外面的事物上，他们是很热心到处，但是呢，忽略自己的心。
I see many Christians who are very fervent and hardworking on outer things, but they have neglected their own heart.
外面弄得很热闹，这个心里面是荒土啊。
There's much going on outside, but in their heart, it is very empty.
所以难怪很多时候属灵的生活的表现出来的东西都不能见证主的自己。
And so a lot of what is manifested in these people are not a testimony to our Lord.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
So again, this is of utmost importance.
我们的主在路加福音第九章六十二节有这样的话。
Our Lord in Luke chapter 9 verse 26 tells us. 962 tells us.
那讲说，手扶的犁向后看的人不配进神的国。
But Jesus said to him, No one after putting his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.
向后看什么意思？你手扶着犁啊。
What does it mean to look back?
你看到这东张西望。
It means you're holding the plow, but you're looking around.
这对基督徒有重要的提醒。
So this reminds us as Christians.
如果今天你属灵光景倒退。
If you are backsliding.
你妥协。Compromise.
If you're compromised.
消极。Negative.
If you're negative.
松散。Slack.
Or if you're slacking.
你也不在意。
Then, or if you're careless,
你也不专心,
or if you're not focused,
你今天排斥这个,排斥那个,
if you're doing this or that,
弟兄姊妹们,
then brothers and sisters,
请我们记得主的话,
please remember the word of the Lord.
你在耕种的事上,
in the matter of plowing,
你向后看,
if you look back,
就是说你不配进神的国。
The Lord says you are not worthy of the kingdom.
这个会造成你个人的亏损。
This will be of
short.
you'll have shortchanged the Lord. And you'll also allow the church to be shortchanged. And so Paul is reminding Timothy. This third basic pursuit is that of a good farmer. You have to till the field that is your heart.
弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
主还没有回来,
the Lord has not yet returned. We still have opportunities. We have to properly plow our own hearts. We have to look forward to that harvest. May the Lord in our lives obtain 30-fold, 60, and 100-fold harvest. So that when the Lord returns, we can rejoice and celebrate with all the saints.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
保罗在他寻道之前,
before our brother Paul was martyred,
他用了一个非常诚恳的心,
with a very serious heart,
sincere,
with a very sincere heart,
他劝勉他年轻的同工提摩太,
he encourages his young colleague Timothy.
所以特别在提摩太后书第二章里面,
so especially here in 2 Timothy chapter 2,
他用了三个简单的比喻,
he uses these three simple analogies
讲述他一生怎样跟随主,
to speak of how he has pursued the Lord personally, how he has learned from the Lord. And he hopes that Timothy will learn the same lessons.
因此他说这些事,
and so he says, consider these things, that the Lord might give you understanding. And I hope that we can also consider these things, that the Lord today will give us understanding, to give us understanding,
让我们能明白属灵的事,
that we might understand spiritual things, that in this chaotic generation, we might know where to focus our pursuits.
如果我们能在这些事上追求,
if we can pursue these things,
我们就能像保罗一样,
then we can be like Paul,
在主还没有回来之前,
that before the Lord returns,
我们可能就有把握,
we might have that assurance that we will obtain the crown of righteousness.
愿主用这些话,
may the Lord through these words
激励我们,
encourage us,
光照我们,
enlighten us,
吸引我们,
draw us,
让我们基督徒的具有属灵生活追求的越过越具体,
that we might be built up as a church, and that we won't be found in these certain negative conditions, that every brother and sister will prepare themselves to prepare for the Lord's return. Let's close in a word of prayer. Lord, we are thankful that not only can we meet here under your name, we meet in your presence. You are indeed in our midst. And we thank you that we can read your word together, and we can be supplied through your word. Lord, through the Spirit of Truth, may you lead us into reality, that the experience of the Apostle Paul might become our individual experience, that we might prepare ourselves, that we can with abundance enter the kingdom of God.
主啊, 我们愿意把自己交在你的恩手中。
Lord, we commit ourselves into your loving hands.
让我们做你的好军人。
May we be a good soldier.
让我们做一个好的运动员。
May we be a good athlete.
让我们做一个好的农夫。
May we be that hardworking farmer.
求你因这些话祝福我们。
May you bless us through your own word. And may you bless your church.
垂听我们的祷告,
Lord, may you hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
And we pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.